Hello there, and welcome to the Wonder Tooth Podcast with Dr. Saad. This will be our weekly episode. I hope you are keeping well and safe and that you are having your best year ever. This is Dr. Saad, the founder of Dent Blanche Dental, the best luxury dental spa in the U.S., and she will be your host. Dr. Saad will take you to the secrets and wonders of having an incredible smile, as well as healthy teeth and an overall health. She will give you some tips to make sure our podcast is rocking and rolling. Let's go, baby.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our exciting episode of the Wonder Tooth Podcast. This is part four of Let's Talk About Dental Veneers. And today we are going to talk about how a smile makeover can literally change your life. So today we're going to talk about celebrities. Some of the celebrities, the very famous celebrities, probably some of the ones that you really like, how they looked before and how they looked after and how that enhanced their overall lifestyle and basically movies or singing. So this is a very exciting one, and I personally like a lot of those, pretty much all of those celebrities myself. So maybe in the comment below, you can send me a comment about who do you want me to discuss, you know, their teeth, their smile, and then we can go over it in details and what basically was done. So the first one I'm going to talk about is Denzel. Who doesn't like Denzel? Denzel Washington, he is one of the best actors worldwide. I love Denzel, and he is just, yeah. So let's talk about his smile, because we're not here to talk about their acting. He's one of the best. But Denzel's smile, actually, I don't know if you guys saw his before and after. So he had some spacing, like we call it a diastema. When you are born with the two front teeth a little bit spread apart and there is a big gap, so this is called a diastema. Some people, they think this is, you know, it's a beauty mark, and some models at one point, they wanted to have that space. They actually had it done precisely just to look different. But also something like this can affect their speech sometimes. And it also can affect their smile. So specifically about Denzel, why do we have that particular diastema? So this is mostly genetic. Probably one of the parents, they had this big gap between the two front teeth, and sometimes even with orthodontic treatment, it cannot be resolved completely, like 100%, and we still have to fix this. Another reason is, let's say you get orthodontic treatment and you still get that space opening up again. And why is that? Because if you pull your upper lip, you're going to find a little attachment. It's called the frenum. And if the frenum attachment is actually, it's part of the muscles, part of the lip, but from the inside. And if this is actually attaching very low, where the two teeth basically start to come, you know, it's going to start to pull. And this is not okay, because even after orthodontic treatment is finished, if that little frenum is not kind of adjusted, it's just going to keep pulling, and then the teeth are going to start to spread apart again. So we usually say that little frenum attachment, we just need to zip it, and we usually do it with laser in the office. It's very easy. We just numb you a little bit, and we go with laser, pain-free, no bleeding, and we just kind of basically detach it a little bit so it goes back and reattach on a higher level so it doesn't pull no more, okay? But what did Denzel really do? So if you look at the older picture, you can see he has a big spacing, and that can also be because of the fact that the two front teeth were already narrow. So we need to make them a little bit wider to close the gap. But if we do only the two front teeth, we're going to look like a bunny rabbit, because the two teeth are going to be like, oh, this big, and then the other ones are smaller. So in a situation like this, if we want to close the gaps to look perfectly nice and pretty and basically aesthetic, so we have to do all the teeth. Remember the rule, 4 or 8 or 10. So in this scenario, Denzel did the 10 teeth on the top. And how is that? Why do we do that? Because that big gap, we need to basically start to close the gap here, but also make the teeth on the side a little bit wider. We're basically trying to make them more harmonious and aesthetically pleasant. And remember when I said, when you smile, you need to see like a curve, basically following your lower lip. So when you're smiling, you see that the tip of your top teeth is literally touching your lower lip. You see that? There is no gap, not like this, not like, you need to see that little curve, okay? So this is basically what Denzel did. And his teeth, they look phenomenal right now. Who doesn't agree? I have patients who actually come to me and like, I want Denzel teeth. And I said, okay, well, let's sit and have a talk, okay? Definitely, he is an actor that we all look up to. And I'm happy to say we were able to recreate his smile in other, you know, some of my patients' teeth. So this was Denzel, his smile and how things are looking. And if you look closely around his teeth or his smile, you can see the gum is actually not inflamed. It's not red. It's not congested. It's not really red, bluish. It's nice and pinkish. And that means that the veneers, remember the porcelain veneers, when we have to put that little kind of dent in the teeth, just so that we can have that nice flushed surface, not that bulky surface. Remember that? That was actually in part 3. We discussed that as part of the complications. If you didn't listen to that episode, you have to go back and listen to part 3, complications of dental veneers. And you might even go back to part 1, which are the different types of dental veneers. But we're here just to go over the celebrities and how the gum basically is looking after a smile makeover was done. And of course, his teeth are a lot wider now. And those veneers were actually porcelain. And I can tell because of how the light goes through them. They look very natural looking. If it was some other materials like Praxir or zirconia, the light doesn't go through them. So when you smile, you can see like more opacity, if that makes sense. His teeth, they look very natural. I will give you 10 out of 10, okay? Now, let's talk about a very famous actor as well. Tom Cruise, the famous Tom Cruise with his very famous smile makeover before and after. So if you saw some of the pictures of Tom Cruise years ago when he started, his front tooth, that one on the side, had a crack. It was actually like, looks like it was a filling came off or decay happened or the tooth cracked. The other tooth, he had a big crown that didn't even match any of the teeth at all. Of course, and we had a lot of crowding going on. So he's an actor, very handsome, good looking, and this had to be fixed. So how did they fix that? They crowned the teeth, or probably they veneered most of the teeth with a couple of crowns here and there. Remember, that other tooth had a crown, so you cannot veneer it. It's once it's crowned, then it has to be a crown after that. Remember why? Because when we shave the tooth, it has to be 360 degrees angle for a crown, and just like almost 180 degrees for a veneer. Okay? So the transformation, of course, with Tom Cruise is phenomenal. The only thing that we can still see now and then is the midline. His midline is off, and there is no way that midline is gonna get fixed, maybe a little bit manipulated a little bit, but it will get better. The midline, if you look closely in the, you know, in his pictures, it's not really on, and it's slightly shifted, and that's probably because the teeth years ago, maybe he should have had some alignment done, like some orthodontic treatment done first before getting into veneers or cosmetic. And I think it's because he wanted something done fast and quick, and now it's a little hard to move teeth while you have, you know, crowns or veneers on them. But he is a great actor, one of my favorite actors ever. Still, I want you to tell me who is your favorite actor or actress. Then we're going to talk about Miley Cyrus, a great artist. She started so young, and if you see her pictures from years ago when she had some serious crowding, a lot of crowding, and also a lot of gum inflammation. And this is because of the crowding. So that should have been fixed first by ortho. That's, in my opinion, should have been fixed first by ortho. Maybe she had some orthodontic treatment, but the gums, there is a big problem in the gums. She had a set of veneers done, and we could see she did, I think, 66, because remember, we were talking about some chiclets appearance before. I think it was in episode 2. So we don't want the chiclets appearance. We don't want to have 6 teeth only done, because when you smile, they look like really white, but then the back teeth, they don't look that white yet. So she went back and she fixed them. So now she has all the top teeth, I would say maybe 10 at least done. And they look porcelain. They look like porcelain veneers to me. They look good. However, we still have a little bit of a gummy smile still showing. And what's a gummy smile? When you smile big, remember, you're not supposed to see a lot of the gum. You're supposed to see a little bit. And usually, mostly on the two teeth on the side, the laterals. We still see some gummy smile. And if you look really closely, you're going to see some gum inflammation a little bit. So maybe she had some, a little bit of a gum lift done, which is, we call it a clinical crown lengthening, because her teeth in the previous year, younger years, they looked so short. Then all of a sudden, they're getting a little bit longer. So it's very possible that she had a little bit of a gum lift, crown lengthening, just to make the teeth look a little bit longer. And sometimes if it's that, this is not really maintained properly, you start to see a little bit, or if it's done properly, you start to see a little bit of gum inflammation, around the teeth. So this is talking about Miley Cyrus. You look fantastic. You look great. And I love the new album. But the gum are a little tiny bit inflamed. And it could be because of some gum lift that was done. Now, we're going to talk about another big one, Morgan Freeman. Did you guys see how Morgan Freeman looked in his early days compared to now? He looks phenomenal. And I think he had something done recently, not that long ago, maybe in the last few years, because before that, you could see what we call a black triangle. So between his teeth, when you smile, it's not a space, but the gum is receded. The gum went up. So that happens usually if you had some gum disease going on, or traumatic occlusion, like the teeth are hitting a little too hard and then the gum in between and the bone starts to basically shrink, go up or go down according to which jaw, and then the gums will follow, and then basically you end up with that big black triangle. So, and he also had a little bit of crowding on the side between the canines and between the laterals. So what he did, he also kind of veneered his teeth, and they look beautiful. And if he smiles right now and you see, look at his smile, it looks like his whole face is lighting up. It looks like it's a fuller smile now, not when you're smiling and you just see the front teeth and you don't see the back teeth. He has a full smile right now. And these are definitely 100% porcelain veneers. And why is that? They're very white. I would say that's probably a bleaching shade. I would say probably BL1, BL2, bleaching shade, if that's what you want. Or they are porcelain because they look very natural and the light kind of goes through them as well. And he has a beautiful aesthetic smile. When he smiles, you can see, you can literally draw a curve, the incisal edge, the tip of the top teeth, it's following his lower lip. So this is an aesthetic smile. Quite a big, amazing transformation. And we love you, Morgan Freeman. Then we're going to talk about Demi Moore. The amazing Demi Moore. I really liked her movies. And she has a phenomenal smile right now. Back in the days, if you look closely at her smile, you can tell. Her teeth were more yellow. One side, it didn't look like it was an uneven smile, and her teeth looked really short. And she definitely had a smile makeover because she looks fantastic. White teeth, full smile, and a beautiful aesthetic smile. And that definitely helped her in her career as well. Now, the amazing George Clooney. Who likes George Clooney? I think everybody loves George Clooney. And he is a very handsome man. But if you look actually like a few years ago, his teeth became very straight. Have you ever noticed that? His front teeth, they were not aesthetic anymore. They were like literally flat. And that happens from grinding. a lot of grinding start to happen from, you know, stress, from function, from age as well. And if you look at some of his pictures, he wasn't really smiling that much. He would smile just a little bit, not just a little bit. And I think because he was very aware of his teeth and the appearance of his teeth. And nowadays, if you look, he has a beautiful white, they're not that white, by the way. And that's also the tricky part. Some people, they come, some patients, they want them as white as possible. Some others, they want them white, but just kind of, okay, I'm not 20 anymore. So I want, you know, the teeth to look white, but not that crazy white, which is fine. We need to communicate that with the patient all the time. So right now, if you look at his teeth, because as I said before, many times, if you have your front teeth, like literally they look like a flat line, that means that you used your teeth for so long. That gives you an older look. So what we really need to see is that the two front teeth are a little bit, usually 1 millimeter longer than the two on the side, and the canines are pretty much at the same length of the two front teeth, so that you have that nice aesthetic smile. If you make them all like a flat line, that's older age. So George Clooney realized that, and he had a smile makeover, and I think he also had a bit of a lip lift. And what's a lip lift? So basically, with time and age, your upper lip sometimes starts to drop. It basically starts to droop down, and then you're smiling, and sometimes you don't see teeth. You see just a little bit of the teeth. You don't see much. So sometimes, if that happens, you have one of two options here. Get the surgery done and basically lift your upper lip. I don't do that. Obviously, you need to go to a really, really good cosmetic surgeon. Just to kind of, okay, you make the little lip a little shorter, and then you can smile. However, in his scenario, his teeth, they didn't look that good after all the grinding that happened. So I'm pretty sure he did the veneers. He kind of put his teeth in an optimal position. Then he went and he got the lip lift done. Because imagine, if he had done that lip lift first and he's just walking around, okay, and everybody would be looking at his teeth, like, what's happening there? What's going on? Like, why are they yellow? Why they are short? Why they are too flat? So usually, if this is the scenario, we have to fix the teeth first, put them in the optimal position, in the greatest look, the color that you want, the shade. Then after that, you're comfortable with them. After that, you get and you go and you get your lip lift done. Of course, you have to wear your night guard. Remember, we talked about that in part 3. You have to wear something to protect your teeth, to protect your investment. So George Clooney, you look fantastic. We love you. And we can't wait to see more movies. Then I'm going to talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. So if you guys are soccer fan, Cristiano is like he's one of the best soccer players ever. And Cristiano had a very interesting bite. He had a tooth on the side that was really in from, you know, he didn't get orthodontic treatment done. So it, like, when he smiles, it looks like there is no tooth in there. Then his front tooth, the other one, was actually canted. We call it like a canted smile. So the midline was completely off. Then when he smiled, you see one side looks like shorter than the other side. It's a completely uneven smile. And of course, he's a very busy man. Even time to go get some braces done, like that needs a lot of work, a lot of commitment too. So Cristiano Ronaldo fixed his teeth with a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous smile makeover, where his midline now is back on, his smile is even, and basically when he smiles, you see all of his teeth are basically aesthetically pleasant and also at the same height. They're very harmonious looking. How he did that? He did that, I bet you, with a bunch of veneers and a bunch of crowns too. Because a tooth that's going in all the way like this, in order for you to fix it, the easier way would be to get some orthodontic treatment first. Basically, put the teeth in a proper position, then you go back and you veneer them. And I think that would be the ideal thing to do. And we had a couple of our patients who were not happy with, you know, how their teeth looked after aligners were finished, because, and I didn't do their aligners, but some of them had that canted smile, like, you know, when you're smiling, smile is not basically aesthetic like this, but it feels like it's going to one way more than the other. And how we can fix that? We fix it with veneers, and then after that, you should get a night guard, obviously. And lastly, I'm gonna talk about The Rock. Dwayne Johnson, one of my favorite wrestlers, one of my favorite actors of all. A very nice guy, very charismatic, and a big guy, wrestler, beautiful smile, amazing smile, actually, and an amazing character. And if you look at his older pictures, when he was like still a wrestler, I think he also played football at one point. His smile was okay, but it was not aesthetic enough. And why is that? Remember when I said when you are smiling, you have to see that your top teeth are basically filling your smile. They're not short. So if you look at his pictures before, you could see more of his bottom teeth. Like he's smiling and it's like this. You see more of his bottom teeth. He, I guess, said, I'm a big actor now, one of the highest paid actors ever, and we're gonna fix this. So he got a smile makeover with beautiful veneers. Now when he's smiling, you can see how the tip of his top teeth is following his lower lip. So you don't see the spaces anymore. So that we call it, it's a full smile, it's an even smile, and these are 100% porcelain. Because as I said, you can see when the light goes through them. Some other people who get porcelain fused to metal, which is like you don't want to do that on your front teeth, even with crowns, but that was the older way to do it. The light doesn't go through it, so they look very fake, completely fake. And this is when you smile and you see like almost yellow teeth or grayish teeth. And this is because the light cannot go through it. But that was the older, you know, the best back then. Right now, porcelain changed the game completely. It's really the standard of care now in the front teeth. But I really had a fun time actually discussing some of the celebrity smile makeover. And another big one is also Zac Efron. He has a great personality, and if you look at his smile also before and after, you can see the transformation. So he had spacing between his teeth, and remember when we talked about spacing, you cannot just close the gap between the two front teeth and leave the rest and be like, okay. No, you only have to do 4, 8, or 10, because then we can distribute those spaces on the rest of your teeth so that they look more harmonious, more good-looking teeth. And of course, we have to do a little bit of characterization to give them that natural feel, like, you know, the translucency on the edge, a little bit of slight staining on the top, just to give the tooth, you know, like more of a harmonious color. So Zac Efron had the spacing, and he also had his upper lip was very low. So I guess they had to increase the height of the veneer just a little bit. We can maximum go over like between like 0.8 millimeters, sometimes to 1 millimeter, depending on how he is functioning. But right now, and they are way wider now, and of course, these are porcelain, so even if he drinks coffee and tea or wine every day, they will not get darker in color. They will not get stained. Porcelain does not get stained. Composite, they do get stained. They don't look as pretty at all. They will need to be replaced every now and then. So that was Zac Efron. So today we really talked about few of them, and you have to tell me in the comment, who is your favorite celebrity? And who do you want me to talk about next time? Okay, that was fun. They're all fantastic, very talented professionals, and I love them all. And they definitely took care of their teeth. So remember, if you take care of your teeth, they will take care of you. Until then, keep smiling with Dr. Saad. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to our weekly podcast. This show wouldn't really be possible without you. If you are a fan of the show, please leave us a comment on Instagram at rodwasad_DMD. The link is in the show notes. Until our next episode, remember, if you take care of your teeth will take care of you. Keep smiling with Dr. Saad.